All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
All right, and we're back. We're in the Windy City this time, Chicago, Illinois, where we're speaking with a professional astrologer. Soulrise Astrology is the name of the company. And you can visit the website at www.soulriseastrology.com. S-O-U-L. Soulriseastrology.com. Brian Alamana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
My pleasure. It's good to have you. So Brian, can you start off by telling us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Sure. Well, mostly my practice is centered around personal consultations. I see people for any number of issues, pretty much anything that people want deeper insight on with respect to whatever's going on in their lives. And so personal consultations, I also teach classes, give talks, and I have a blog as well.
All right. Okay. So tell me more about astrology. Go into in-depth into what it means and why you do it.
Well, astrology is one thing that it is not, is it's not fortune-telling. Astrology is often equated with predicting a person's future, telling them what their life path is going to be, and it can seem very deterministic, to most people who consider it. And actually, astrology is not that. Astrology practice professionally is a process of gaining deeper insight into a person's life to help them gain more awareness that allows them to transform their lives for the better. And so as a counselor, I'm using the astrological chart to help guide the person deeper into themselves rather than just tell them, hey, this is who you are and this is what's going to happen to you. So it's really a tool for transformation and personal growth, and it also can give some elucidation and context around world events, what's going on in the world, what is this connected to at a higher level, what is the higher meaning of what we're experiencing collectively or personally, and what is my personal connection to that collective story. And astrology gives us a language to understand all of that. And that can be very reassuring and very helpful for someone who might be, struggling with something or, trying to find some personal purpose that gives them a deeper sense of meaning for their life.
Brian, take me back to 2005, 2006. What was going on with you then?
I was kind of going through some personal crises of my own. I kind of had a bunch of things kind of fall on me at the same time where I was really struggling and, very unsure of where things were going or where I was going to be in, 5 years. And I met up with, or actually I was approached by a local astrologer in Chicago. His name was Guy Spiro. He passed away a few years ago, but back then he saw something in me that he felt that he should take me under his wing and teach me astrology. And so he gave me a few lessons that got me on my way. And then that got me really interested in trying to understand, hey, what am I going through? What does this mean for me? How does astrology help me? And how does astrology not only give me a sense of, meaning for what I'm going through, but also give me a sense of timing? Is this going to last forever? Is this just a blip? When will things get better? And that was really helpful to me. So seeing astrology as a tool to help me grow and help me understand my, struggles, then, I began to turn that around to say, hey, maybe I can help other people with this understanding that I have. And so that's where it's taken me to today.
So then you opened up your doors in 2012.
Yes, sir.
You obviously named it Soulrise Astrology. Why'd you name it that?
Interestingly, I'd been kind of struggling with a name for I don't know, a year and a half, maybe. And I had a name for a while that I didn't really like very much. And one morning, I just had an epiphany. It was almost like literally a light came on. I woke up one morning, I sat up, and Solrise Astrology just popped into my head. And I really liked it, and I tried it out, you know, talked to a few people about it. And then I had I have a friend who's a graphic designer, Jeff Lane. He helped design a logo around that idea of Solrise. And the idea that's underlying that name is we all have something deep within us that can, if we tap into it and do the work of digging deep and getting in touch with that, what I call soul, and allow that to express through us, it can really transform our lives in a way that gives us that deeper sense of meaning and purpose. And so to do the work that taps you in deeply, that allows your soul to rise from within and express itself through you and into your life, that's the idea. And so my practice aims to help people find that path for themselves.
All right. And then your goals for the future are?
Well, I'm hoping to do more teaching and speaking, and I do have some plans for that. On August 5th, I'm giving a talk with my girlfriend Amy at Life Force Arts Center in Chicago, and that's a talk about how astrology is linked with ideas around love, healing, compassion. And I'm hoping to do more talks and attend more of the conferences in Seattle and Chicago and some of the other places around the country and the world. And I'm just going to keep growing the practice as it calls me forward. And one day I hope to also publish a book, but I that hasn't quite formulated itself yet. But I know it'll happen.
All in due time, my friend. All in due time. So what is the best way for people to contact you? Is it soulriseastrology.com?
Yes, indeed. The best way to contact me is to go to my website, soulriseastrology.com. If you're interested in a reading, click the Astrology Readings tab, and you can submit a form there that gets all the information I need. You can also contact me through the contact form there. And all of my contact details, email and phone, are also there. If you contact me through my website, though, that's usually the quickest way that I can get back to you.
All right, perfect. Brian Alimana, thank you for coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This is the Professionals Roundtable. We'll be right back after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.